Some Cochrane reviews look at whether certain social interventions can improve health. Patricia Lucas from the University of Bristol in England tells us about the new Cochrane review of the effects of financial benefits.
A consistent relationship between wealth and health has been shown even in rich countries. Children who grow up in poorer families have poorer health both in childhood and on into adulthood. For example, we know that rates of stillbirths are higher for disadvantaged mothers. We'd been working with Barnardo's, a UK children's charity, thinking about how to take children out of poverty. Backed by Barnardo's and the Nordic Campbell Centre, we asked, has research demonstrated that increasing income to poor families improves the life of the children in them? We found 9 studies that had used rigorous experimental methods to test out just this question. All of them were based in North America. Most of them were quite large studies, and there were more than 25,000 people in total in the studies. And all of the families in the studies were already receiving welfare benefits, and most were single-parent families. Parents were either given extra money on condition of taking up a job, usually through tax credits or a similar arrangement, or attending a training scheme, or they were given the training, etc., without receiving the extra money. The idea is in the same as in a test of a drug treatment, except instead of taking a pill or a placebo, families receive different packages of welfare. Of course, this treatment is much more complicated to deliver than a pill. We don't know how many families will take up jobs or how much extra money they will receive, nor do we know how the families will spend the extra money. This money may be spent directly to benefit the children, but it may have no impact, or it may be spent in ways that would only have an indirect impact, for instance, by making their mothers feel less stressed. Families were followed up to see whether, on average, the children in the families who got the extra money were doing better in school, in developmental tests, or in their general health than in the families who didn't get the extra benefits. Overall, we didn't find a clear pattern of benefits from these programs. On most outcomes, there was simply no difference between the two groups. Sometimes there were differences, but no pattern emerged. For instance, there was evidence that families in the interventions groups seemed the children in them seemed to do a little better on some measures of early language development. But on the other hand, the rates of teenage pregnancy in the control group tended to be lower. We were also concerned that the very often strict employment conditions applied to families might in themselves be harmful. One study found that there were more cases of child neglect in the group that were compelled to take up full-time employment. We think there are several reasons why there may have been no effect from these programs on the children in them. Firstly, the increase in household income most families actually received was not very high, usually less than $50 to $100 per month, and this isn't very much for a family who aren't able to pay their utility bills or rent on a regular basis. Perhaps we would see differences only if there was more money, a larger dose of the intervention. It may also be because of the combination of money, work and benefit conditions. Did the requirement for full-time work undo the benefit of the money, or would work on its own have made a difference? So, although we found studies that addressed the question we were interested in, we still don't have a definitive answer. In this case, we don't think it's because we need more studies like these ones. Small increases in income linked to compulsory full-time work don't seem to be of benefit to children. We also don't know whether there are other interventions that may have been helpful or just as helpful. So how does increasing money compared with other interventions we offer disadvantaged families, such as high-quality nursery education, parent programs, credit unions, those kind of things? Nonetheless, we still haven't disproven the original proposal. Given the strong research evidence that wealth and health are related, we still think that significant increases in family wealth may benefit children.
That was Patricia Lucas describing the findings of her new review of the relationship between financial benefits and health, and the need for further research to investigate wealth and health. For more information, go to www.cochrane.org.